What's going on, y'all? It's the one and only, your prolific homie. Back with a new vibe. Footsteps of faith, y'all. We on a whole new path. It's a journey. You feel the vibe. Let me start playing. But yeah. Just soak that in for a minute. It feel good. To be living right, to be standing on your word. Remember, life ain't about you, it's about your decisions, how you learn from the mistakes you make in your life. Stop playing. What's going on, y'all? It's me, the one and only prolific homie, back again with another vibe. The footsteps of faith, y'all. The journeys have changed, but the process is all still the same. We just add more emphasis on the things that make those immediate impacts. And your faith, that's one thing you got to be connected to. You hear me? You got to be connected to it. So the vibe for the day, the title for the day, what footsteps have we taken? This is the message for today. The message has always been right in front of me. Y'all ever had a dream or imagine that something was just within your reach, but couldn't quite reach it? That's where the connection changed for me with my perception of my reality. Understanding that it's the limitations of my belief inside myself. It just gets real when it comes to mental warfare. I don't really know how else to say it. It's tough for me, it's tough for you, it's tough for us, but hey. I don't want to ever have to look back and say, well, what might have happened or what if I had done? It should have been, well, this is what I did. This is what I've done. I should only be seeking results. Not getting so caught up in the problems. I need to be working on my problems, coming up with more solutions. But again, mental warfare is tough. I really got used to what people used to think about the footsteps I was taking, you know, listening to some of my friends, hey, we should do this, we should do that. But they wasn't standing on this and they wasn't standing on that. So I had to change my circle and my environments, you know. We weren't working the same path, our footsteps just wasn't the same. All my footsteps got to make sense now. I made too many footsteps down the wrong path and those footsteps really didn't bring me no results. Kind of felt like it was footsteps on you know where. But I needed those footsteps to be in them places. You know, just a little kick in the eye. We gonna keep it clean. But nah, back to the vibe, man. For real. It might sound crazy, but words actually hurt, man. I spent a lot of my time making a lot of my footsteps based on the things people were saying, man. You know, broken promises. Whether they were promises that I broke, or promises that they broke, whatever the case may be, man. I take an accountability for my blame and my actions. I got tired of it, y'all, for real, for real. At some point in life, you just gotta hit uck it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not doing it no more. That's the point, honestly. For real, y'all, like, that's the point where I got to. It was like, I hit uck it. Nothing was going right. But I had to start taking accountability for my actions. I had to start looking at, well, what are some of the things that I'm doing? Like, what do my habits look like? What's my daily routine look like? What am I thinking about? What am I really focused on? You know, I had to really break down and get back to the fundamentals of who made me me. And through that process and some of those footsteps along the path that I had to take to get to this point that I'm at now, let me tell you, I couldn't make it make sense. And that's sad to say, man. I couldn't make it make sense. But that's just because we get caught up in the everyday vibes, man. The everyday motions. Go to work, talk to your friends, chill with your woo-wop, do your little boo-bap. You know what I'm saying? But we ain't paying attention to what's really going on. Like, are we headed towards our purpose? Are we headed towards our future? Are we really working on our goals? Graduation coming up, are we really set after that? Type shit. Excuse my language, I'm just vibing. I mean, but for real, I'm just being honest, man. It's a mental warfare game every day. You just got to be able to convince yourself to fight a little harder, man. You got to be able to lock in deep. Stand on all 10 or whatever it is you want to do and just go for it. Like, what's really holding you back, honestly? You, yourself, your own mental. You got to be able to connect with yourself and say, hey, look, self, this just not what I want. We want better. What type of car we want to drive? Don't be materialistic. What kind of job do I want to have? What kind of business do I want to own? What do my future plans really look like? What's my 5-year plan? What's my 2-year plan? What's my tomorrow plan? Tomorrow's never promised, so how hard did I really go today? I mean, you got to wake up every day and go hard. I'm just going to be honest, man. And I know it sounds cliche because that's what everybody say. I'm just saying, as a person who's currently doing that, who just seemed to have figured that out right now, man, I wake up and fight like the rent due every single day, and I'm past due. You feel me? Like, that's just the mindset. I got to go get the bag. I can't do this because I need to do that. I got to get to where I'm going at the end of the day. It's like these footsteps got to change. We got to start walking towards who we want to be and stop walking away where we're trying to go. It's like, man, dang, find your foot, man. Find your own footsteps, man. Stop listening to your friends. Be your own person. Figure out what you like. Figure out what you love. Get back to the basics. Find out what makes you you. Spend some time with yourself. Like, really spend some time with yourself. Like, really think about some of the decisions you make on a daily basis. I'm not judgy. We do what we do. You do your woo-wop. You do your boo-bam. And you do your do. So do I. So please do you. But at the end of the day, how does that affect what you do? How does that affect what you're about? You got to have some good habits about yourself, man. You got to be consistent. You got to really truly believe in the place that you want to go in order to get there. You got to walk in those shoes every single day like you already did. You got to believe in that with your heart each and every day. I'm somebody. I'm beautiful. I'm this. I'm that. You got to believe in that. Already walk in it. Because once you believe that you're already walking in it, you already have it. You be on and on to something much greater. When you finally realize it, it's just because you finally looked in the mirror and realized that you're in a form that you didn't even know that you could take. And that's the beautiful part about it. You can keep transforming if you just keep believing. But that comes from the inside. That comes with working through that pain. That comes with surviving that mental warfare that I was talking about. Because that's where everybody seemed to quit. That's where everybody seemed to give up. Mental warfare is like that obstacle standing in your way. It's like a rock. I'm guilty of the same action, so just vibe with me. Close your eyes. Picture standing in front of a boulder. You push on it a little bit. It's heavy, right? You give it all you got at the time. It's too heavy, right? You let it slide. You walk away. You'll come back. You'll fight it another day. See, that's where we get stuck. Going back and forth to the rock. Instead of planting both of your feet on solid ground. Taking everything that you learned about the lessons that you already tried on trying to survive this action, this obstacle. You take all that you learned, all that pain, all that trauma that you went through. Coming back and forth to this rock. You get tired of it. When you get tired of it, you'll plant your feet and you'll get everything you got. And you just keep pushing until that obstacle's not there. Eventually that rock will move. But you gotta plant your feet on solid ground in order to do so. But that's just the thing. Most people want it to happen overnight. And it ain't gonna happen overnight, for real, for real. I'm just gonna be honest. I'm 32. And I'm like, phew. It's so much about life right now that I'm just now figuring out, or just now paying attention to, I should say. I'm not going to say figuring out. I'll give you an example. It's just like, you know, we go to church for, I've been going to church for a long time, since I was a shorty wop-wop. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been going to church. But I've been thinking lately, over all the years that I've been going to church, my parents used to tell me that, you know, eventually you're going to wander away from church. Are you going to wander away from the word? You're going to break away from your faith. But that just comes with growing up. It's like when you get grown, you want to make your own actions. Now your footsteps are your own footsteps. There are no rules. You make your own decisions. You have to save you at the end of the day. There is no running home. Well, for some of us, you can't. And please do get help. The real world has a strange way of sucking you in. And it'll chew you up and spit you out if you're not careful, if you're not standing on something. Because the world don't care about you. You got to care about you at the end of the day. You got to make sure you got you at the end of the day. But back to the point of what I was saying. Grew up in church, right? So I used to see the older women in the church and the OGs of the church. You know what I'm saying? Catch that Holy Spirit, and they be feeling, and they be screaming, and they be yelling, and they be crying. You know what I'm saying? And I used to look at that like, dang, why don't I feel like that? Like, what would make me feel like that? You know, I'm going to ask my parents. And they would tell me, you know, one day you'll understand. But you got to go through some things. Like, the further you go away from your faith, the more footsteps you take towards the opposite of your faith, the more costly they will cost you to force you to turn your footsteps back towards where you're supposed to be. Eventually, you'll get tired of walking that path. You're going to have to believe in something. When you have nothing else, you have to keep your faith that all will be well. You'll be taken care of. It's already written in your essence. You just got to believe it. But when you pray about it, you got to be about it. It's not an ATM machine. There is no PIN number. You must put the work in. You got to wake up each and every day and walk in it. You got to wake up each and every day and believe that that's just what it's going to be. But you got to fight for yourself, man. When all else fails, just fight for yourself. You need to sit down in the midst of all that chaos and commit yourself to change. The only thing that's going to change is you. But it ain't going to change if you truly don't want to. You really have to fight for it, y'all. Your footsteps got to count each and every day. I tell everybody that they hang around me these days, and that's not too many people. Because I be MIA, I be trying to work on my craft, work on myself. I really be trying to be out the way. I just want to be a better person. I really feel like I have the opportunity to be somebody in life. That's just something that I believe in wholeheartedly. Whether that's anybody else backing me and believing that, that's something I truly believe. But these footsteps are all on faith. When I tell you I walk out the door each and every day and I say I'm going to have a good day, I'm going to have a great day, nothing can break me. Nothing can make me have a bad day unless it's meant to be. And I don't have bad days. So we're going to have to figure it out, good buddy. And that's just me being real. That's just me walking out on a leap of faith each and every day. I'm going to have a great day. I'm going to have a great day. Everything's going to go according to plan. I believe that each and every day. And lately, everything has been going according to plan. I just truly believe each and every day. I just want everybody to be able to do so. But I know I'm not the only person out here taking footsteps and taking leaps of faith, man. That's why I want to get out here in the community and hear about some of these stories, man. Share the love, man. Somebody might be going through something. You might have a message for them. That's why I want to create a platform or be on a platform where I can give everybody the opportunity to do so. We can talk about it as a family, or it can just be me and you. You know the vibes. Follow me on Instagram. The Prolific Homie, if you don't know me. But again, y'all, just wanted to come drop a new podcast on y'all, man. Tell y'all what a mental is. Keep locked in. Keep tuned in. We will be having guests coming soon. Each and every week, we'll be sitting down with somebody on Sunday talking about the footsteps of faith and how to make it. It takes a village to raise a child. But it's a community thing, y'all. Let's bring back the love. Let's change our footsteps and really start to be about something. It's the one and only Your Prolific Homie. Signing off, man. Really appreciate y'all. All the love, all the support from all the other podcasts that we have going on. Love y'all. Continue to support. Hey. Leave with a vibe, y'all. Keep them footsteps on moving. Keep them on moving, y'all.